Blog Talk Radio. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's
healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna worship.
worship, yes I am.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you, oh Lord. Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship, yes I am. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship Jesus.
And I believe I was phenomenal testimony for the place that we find ourselves in this season of our lives. I choose to worship. Well, I definitely want to thank each of you who have made yourselves available for this strategy meeting. And all of the work and the commitment that went into the September symposium. It was so phenomenally executed, and it was just phenomenally done. So with that in mind, I am definitely excited for all of the upcoming endeavors that are scheduled to happen as it relates to this upcoming conference. So as I was reflecting and just trying to respond to some texts as it relates to this upcoming conference, I realized that some extreme modifications need to be put in place just due to where we're at. I'll just put it that way. I'm glad that song is the one that came up, I Choose to Worship. That is definitely going to just be my corporate response to where we're at. I choose to worship. So as we're moving forward and putting some things in place, I understand that we were looking at doing a hybrid type of conference for November, both online, virtual and face-to-face. And so I am proposing at this moment, because we haven't had the opportunity to put in place some of the necessary advertisements, how's that, that I'll call it, the necessary advertisement. And as of this moment, based off of my understanding, I know that the registration has not been completed for this conference in November. So I am suggesting that we just make some brief modifications to the conference. I love it because the lead up to it is already in place. We have the calendar. That is something that can begin, well, it has already been made available, but as it continues to be made available, it will help prepare people for, you know, what they can expect. So anyway, with all of that in mind, I am definitely suggesting the following things. That as we set up for this, the conference definitely can take place virtual. There can be 2 to 3 seminars that are made virtual on Thursday and Friday, again, virtual only, and then on Saturday, we can do in person for about 4 to 6 hours, whatever that, I want to make sure everybody is live here, whatever that needs to look like. So that is definitely what I am suggesting at this point, seminars that happen on Thursday and Friday. We could be creative in the time that we use for Thursday and Friday. Well, actually, we could be creative in the times that we use for Saturday as well, and the type of gatherings that those sessions will take place. So we definitely have several people on the line, and so I just want to take 2 minutes to kind of hear your thoughts about Thursday, Friday, 2 to 3 seminars on those days, and they be virtual only, and then Saturday being an in-person meeting for about 4 to 6 hours, and again, whatever creativity we need in terms of specific timing, we can talk about momentarily. I believe everybody lies. But maybe not. Elder Roberta, can you hear me?
I hear you talking. I just,
you can hear me, hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. I just want to make sure, and I know your number, so I can now. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go on.
Yeah, I wasn't speaking because I didn't have any ideas at this time.
That's perfect, as long as I know you can hear me and you're present. So now I know you have, you know, no comment. I know this number. Elder April?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, no, I was calling you for input. But thank
you,
we
did input.
Check. So
yeah, I don't
good.
Have input. I mean, I don't know what the conference is about.
Okay, got you.
I mean, I know what your theme is, but I don't know anything else is what I'm saying, you know, like what the plan is or anything of that nature.
Okay. Well, right now we who is this? I don't know if I can put them live. I don't know these other numbers, but there are multiple people on the line. I'm just right now probably have 45 more seconds for Thursday, Friday, 2 to 3 seminars virtually, and Saturday in person. Overseer?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. I know that number.
This is.
I mean, if you're going to do something virtual, I would say maybe in the evening, due to individuals who may need to work, you know, then you know.
That's fine. The virtual, so we could definitely
six to nine,
look
something
at,
like that.
That's not a problem. We can definitely look at the virtual aspect, evening only.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke that wrong. I think I hear. Elder Elect Lynette, maybe? No?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Can you,
yeah.
Can you tell me what the theme is again of the conference?
Yeah.
Hello?
Somebody. Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what the theme is again?
We can definitely do that.
Healing Voices of Redemption, I believe it was.
We were looking at the healing voices of redemption as it is seen through Christ in crisis.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm okay with the virtual conference being, as Elder April suggested, Thursday evening and even on Friday. And definitely Saturday, being in on site.
Wonderful, wonderful. I don't know any of the other numbers that are on the line. So if there's anybody else who has anything in these last 10 seconds, okay. We
Apostle,
will...
can you elaborate on the thing you said, healing voices of redemption? Can you elaborate just on that?
I will. I'll come back to those two things.
Okay. Thank you.
Momentarily, but thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
We will look at. But the 18th and the 19th being Thursday and Friday, it will be virtual. Well, I should say Zoom just in case. It can definitely, we can do some things in the evening. So I think somebody suggested a 6 to 9 kind of platform on those days. I think it'll be really cool to do something in the evening, and we can do a seminar during the day, because I definitely realize that are available during the day, and we want to engage them as well, especially with these varying time frames. So that can happen as well. Do a virtual seminar, roundtable. Kind of conversational platform during the day sometimes. So I will get that as we are laying out this format. For those individuals that participated in September, that was a phenomenal format. That was a phenomenal format and preparation for what obviously is going to take place in November. And those individuals that have the opportunity to be a part of the teaching series on Friday mornings, without a doubt, has been laying some foundational things as we have been going through the book, Christ in Crisis. And so just as it relates to a theme, a concept, again, being able to present Christ, the varying healing dimensions of Christ as he is heard, seen, and experienced through the different type of crises that we find ourselves in. As a community, as a church, and as a culture. So definitely picking up or just following through the community, the church, the culture concept, and the varying dimensions of the healing voices of Christ in each of those arenas. Hold on, somebody else. And if you know people that are trying to log on, or they're saying they're trying to say something and their mic isn't turned on, if you'll text me so that I'll know, I'm definitely trying to continue to look at it to make sure I have everyone. But if I miss you, just text me so that I'll know your mic needs to be turned on. So looking at the community, the church, the culture, and the varying dimensions of the healing voice of Christ experienced in each of those with all of the crises that are plaguing us. And we want to look at that. We want to hear what he is saying. We want to develop an ear to hear what he is saying to the church, develop an ear to hear what he is saying to the community, and develop an ear to hear what he is saying to the culture. So that's a very brief, generic overview of what we've talked about all year. Any input, suggestions, concerns, comparisons? Yes, one moment, please.
Yes, I was listening to your summary, and I believe that one of the suggestions I'd like to make is on Friday, you did want to address the people that are available in the daytime, and I would definitely enjoy incorporating them in our Friday Fellowship of Learners. And because we're looking at Christ in crisis, we had a very stimulating meeting this past week when we presented certain topics. And so I think as the culture, the community, and the church, if we get specific examples of current events in those three areas and have dialogue as it relates to how to allow, or not how to allow, but how we must be in the midst of those things in a role that Christ took in Scripture in say those same areas. So tying them together, which is really simple because it's so parallel, our time and his time, but doing it with current event topics and then having that dialogue. And I was even, as you were speaking, thinking that it is an issue of each of the seven mountains and each of the seven, there are crises in each one of the seven mountains. Also, there were seven admonishments that God gave the seven churches. So maybe looking at it from that perspective gives us a framework of the presentations that we would be making.
Amen. Very, very, very creatively insightful. I like tying in, I like the concept of incorporating the admonishment that God gave to the seven churches. And if we can tie in those admonishments that he gave to the seven churches to how they relate currently today, that's pretty creative. So that's pretty cool. So thank you, Overseer. Anybody else? Last two numbers, 66 or 03 or 97, 04, 67, 09, 03, 47. Those are just the last. Not a problem. That means I got your last two numbers in there. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was interesting about the seven admonishments. So I guess I could get with Minister Paulette to work on the seven admonishments or to take a look at it.
But I'm going to pull out my Bible probably right now. Probably. Well, I definitely could pull out a phone. Or to Jesus. Anyway, because I want to get the seven churches, I want to get the seven admonishments, because all of this is going to be done right now in the next 30 minutes. Because I really think that's cool, but that's because you guys know I love the seven churches of Revelation. If it was up to me, I'd be like, hold on, let's get a jet, let's get a plane, let's go now. But nevertheless, so the seven mountains and the seven churches are pretty creative. I know there's some other people on the line, but the three people's voices that I heard are definitely researchers. I was trying to see if... somebody else is on here, but I seriously don't know her number by heart. But it's okay because I hear Elder Lynette and Elder April and Elder, oh, it's the Elder kind of day. Okay, that's super cool. And Elder Roberta. Okay, so I know. So, okay, continuing on. I think that if we do, you know, a few seminars on Thursday and Friday, I definitely like having something not all day, but just kind of sporadically throughout the day. The thing that I definitely want to make sure that we incorporate, because it was huge when we did it last year, was just making sure that we had intercessory type prayer, deliverance, prayer, slash, I'm going to just call it deliverance, and counsel available. So there were specific hours where it was available throughout, but people really, really tapped into that. So I definitely want to make sure that we have a line that is available that individuals can call for that. And we'll definitely call for that on Thursday and Friday, and that just the prayer room is open on Saturday. I would definitely like to do a time, you know, it could be 10 minutes or 2 hours, but a time of community, church, and cultural healing prayer in the prayer room. Just, you know, come together. Maybe you pick up a prayer track. Maybe you prayerfully is not super, super cold. You know, if you want to be outside in a prayer tent, you know, but I definitely want, I am definitely interested in some time of prayer to take place during this time. If it's a matter of doing a prayer walk, a prayer drive, overseer.
On Wednesday was this time of meditation that went into prayer. But 20 or half an hour, 15, whatever, a limit of time of absolute silence in dark, maybe with just quiet, you know, warfare or worship music on, where everybody more or less was prostrate before the Lord. Because we had to quiet ourselves in order to hear him. And then from there move to the walking or the, you know, the gathering, walking, having time, and then on these things, these issues, you know, actually have a focus for it, maybe a focus for the praying, but going before the Lord as our responsibility, the church community.
I don't remember whether it was an AEN conference, whether it's the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat, whether it's the Redemptive Restorative, but one of them we do a silent worship. It could be a leadership conference. I don't remember which.
Silent worship was an AEN thing several years ago.
I knew it was some platform we do a silent worship on. But if we want to, let's see, we said there were seven mountains, seven churches.
I have the seven churches and where they are found, you know, in Revelations 2 and 3, and the specific verses, if we just want to, if you want to, you know, segue to that.
Yes.
So Revelations 2, verses 1 through 7 is the loveless church, or the church of Ephesus. Verses 8 through 11 is the persecuted church, which is Smyrna. Verses 12 through 17 is the compromising church, which is Pergamos. The corrupt church is Thyatira, verses 18 through 29. Then you go to Revelations 3, and you have the dead church, which is Sardis, verses 1 through 6. You have Philadelphia with the faithful church, verses 7 through 13. And then the lukewarm church, which is Laodicea, verses 14 through 22. If that helps at all.
You went kind of fast.
Okay. If that's helpful, Apostle, I'll go through it again. You tell me.
That's helpful. Just hold on. That's very, well, that's helpful for me. I'm sure it's helpful for people. If we can revisit it. One moment. If we can revisit it with just hold on. Revisit that.
Apostle, you know what I think would be kind of nice?
One moment. I'm not sure who's speaking, but I need you to speak up, please.
Okay. This is Roberta. What I think would be kind of nice is, which I don't know how we would do it well, we could incorporate the children with us, the teenagers, to, if there was some kind of way to get prayer requests out into the church's community where people wouldn't have to put their names on it, but if they had a request for prayer, you know, if it was something that we could put in the mailbox or hang on the fence, and they could drop it off at the church. Although I know we don't have a mailbox on the outside, and I was thinking about, you know, how could we incorporate that, and that, and their prayer request could be part of November. You know, praying over. Praying for the community's requests or needs.
I definitely, a few things you said, and I think we're in perfect timing to do it. We couldn't use the regular mailbox, but there are the mailboxes that you can attach to the fence. We definitely could put two of those up.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely could attach, affix two of them to the fence. We definitely could, and I want to say we did it last year, we passed out some prayer requests and people could come and attach them to the fence. And I want to say they used paper clips. Or don't quote me, though.
They were binder clips, jumbo
binder clips. And they attached them to the fence. I want to say, if we think of the concept from years past of the healing blanket, only, and this is probably an elder-elect Lynette thing, as opposed to a healing blanket that can get wet, if we use something like the plastic shoe, what do you call it? Not shoe rack, but you kind of like hang it on in a dorm style, I know I'm really going back years, you guys. Just work with me for a minute. But if anybody remembers dormitory life, maybe, and you had these little shoe racks that you hung on the back of your closet, but they were plastic. No. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Can't
you still
get those? Yes, I do remember.
I know we have
you can still get those.
Can you still get them at Walmart somewhere?
Yeah, you can get them at Walmart. You can probably get them at Family Dollar.
See,
okay, I told you.
Or if we use a shower curtain and a prayer wall, because shower curtains come with little hooks that can affix to the fence, and it can have some kind of mural put on it that says, pray, put your prayer here, or something like that, and it probably will make it easy to clip something on. So
I like the shower curtain idea. That's probably easier.
Yes, probably.
Well, but it's not going to be easier because how do you clip the things on in the middle?
In the middle of the shower curtain?
Right.
Well, I mean, if we use the shower curtain, it should be really easy to use the binder clips on the shower curtain, if any of this is making sense.
Well, why not use the shower curtain rings? They're not going to work?
The shower curtain rings just support the shower curtain to the fence. But if you're thinking about attaching the prayer request to the shower curtain is a flat surface. So if you clip it, you're going to bunch it up in certain places. You know, what were we talking about earlier? Shoe organizer. That's clear that you can use the shower curtains to support the shoe rack, and it has like 10 to 15 pockets. Would that be something that could work?
I think the combination of everything we're saying is probably going to work. And before this call is over, we can give thought to it and make it make sense.
The shower curtain is plastic. You can just use a hole punch and still use your shower curtain ring.
Okay, you can use a hole punch. You can use, what do you call those things? Safety pins. All I'm trying to do is get something out there that we can work with.
Sometimes school teachers have those things that have pockets in them as well. They use in their classrooms on the walls and stuff.
You want something that they can put it in.
But I think you guys have a point, and that's what we want to do. So for the prayer concept, I think that's a good thing to do on Saturday. I think it's a better thing to initiate on Wednesday. And when I say initiate on Wednesday, because Wednesday is prayer day, or, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. So the Tuesday prayer concept, if we do drive around prayer on Tuesday, pass them out, drive around prayer on Wednesday, pass something out, and encourage people to come back, to come there on Saturday for a time of prayer under the tent and get some hot cocoa. What else is hot? Cocoa. Oh, cocoa is hot. Soup is hot. Tea is hot. Cocoa, tea, hot, soup, and pass out, okay, hot cider. They'll get a hot beverage and, you know, a prayer package, a prayer kit.
Nice.
So how does that sound? Saturday.
Like a little prayer kit. Yeah.
Sound good.
Hot death and cricket. Please don't ask me in this exact moment in the 10 o'clock hour what is going in the prayer kit, because I don't have an answer. But all of the people on the line that's really into that, I know 6-7, I think that's her. I may not get these numbers right, but that's okay. I know Minister Pat is on the line, Elder, all of you prayer kitty kind of people, y'all will come up with it outside of this 10:41 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a hot bath, a prayer kit, and if needed, prayer kit, we can pass out a survival kit. It's not winter yet, but, you know, they still could use the survival kit if needed. I don't know if Minister LaDonna is on the line. But it's okay if she's not. We can let her know, because that Saturday we can make space and opportunity for Minister LaDonna and her whole manna ministry, because she's really into feeding everybody. And maybe she can use the help of some of the younger saints to go and during the course of that day. So her manna ministry, her kitchen can be open via the back door of the church, and she can feed the community all day long some hot something. So all of those people that like to feed people, the bug ministry, as they are dissecting bugs on the outside of the screen right now. If you all can hold on one moment.
Okay, thank you.
So that's my suggestion for that. And is Minister LaDonna on the line? Or any of you want to feed the people, ministry people, manna food ministry? No. Okay. Nevertheless.
Yes, this is Overseer Marlette.
Yeah, Marlette.
Yes, your sister.
My apologies. Yes, Overseer. Okay. Wow. You
for the feeding of the people.
That?
You were asking if anyone else was online regarding feeding other people.
And you volunteered. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Okay, yes. Okay, so we've covered the Saturday. There's a cultural or a community aspect that will take place under the food. I'm just going to call it a food tent, literally, trust me. And there'll be some aspect where hot beverage and food will be made available for whoever comes from the community to get hot beverage, hot food, a prayer kit, and a survival kit. I think that that's phenomenal. I think that the fence with our shoe/shower prayer wall, I think what happened last year, though, we had paper prayer requests, and the paper prayer requests kept getting wet. And even though there was a team of people that would go and check it and pull it off, they kept getting wet. So I thinking that maybe we're going to have to come up with some laminated concept or use something that's more waterproof. And so we will get that after the 10:45 hour. Within the scope of this time, I believe Elder April and Overseer Paulette kind of, or some group of people, just talked about the Revelations 2 and 3, the breakdown of the scripture. And I'm not sure, though, if the admonishments went out. Did they?
What?
Oh, I think somebody did say loveless, lifeless.
I was just giving the breakdown of the churches and where they were found. That's all.
Okay, so I know that we have probably passed this stuff out any number of thousands of times, but we have a chart. Elder April just gave the breakdown of where to find it, how to break it up. She has that right now for you, Jupiter's, what is it? Overseer Paulette has the chart that's going to be emailed with the rebuke. So, Elder, I think, what did she say? The Ephesus, I know, is Revelation 2. So let's just say Ephesus, Revelation 2, Christ had a conversation with them, but he rebuked them. You abandoned your first love. That one I won't forget. And he tells them to repent and probably go do your first works over. So you left your first love, you go do your first works over. And so how does, with that in mind, with that conversation to the church, we look at the seven mountains, the mountain of, oh, that's messed up. It could be any of those mountains, but let's just pretend we hang out with the mountain of okay, she said family. I was going to say religion. But it doesn't matter because it could be any of those mountains. And we look at a crisis and we begin to create some healthy dialogue about that. Oh, nine, I'm putting you on nine. You keep getting dropped. So if your last two digits of your phone number is online, my apology, you keep getting dropped and coming back. So we're not trying to lose you. So beginning to look at some healing or redemptive conversations as it relates to that. And so we will just kind of spend the 11 o'clock hour doing that and making the appropriate assignments as it relates to that. Any other suggestions, input, as we send out, let me do a PR plug, as we send out announcements, reminding people, encouraging participation. I am thinking that we can just do a email. I want to say we can do a email and phone registration. I just want to make sure I'm thinking this through. I'm trying to make sure we could do an email and text registration. So far, can anybody come up with what a problem would be if we did an email text registration? You're simply going to email or text, and I'm trying to see if we could get away with an all text one, that you plan on attending. And because 2 days is virtual, 1 day is in person. I'm not concerned about the volume. Can anybody see a problem with that?
Why do you need to have registration, period?
Let me think.
Won't folks be coming on site for Saturday?
Right. People will be coming on site for Saturday.
So she'll need to know how to prepare COVID-wise and everything else.
Well, we're only feeding the community. Right, that's what I said.
That could be done up.
If somebody else is talking, then I don't hear them. I heard somebody say registration. So I just need to know Saturday.
Right. That's
my number for Saturday.
If you don't have registration, you don't even know if anyone's going to attend.
So, and then they're going to need the Zoom link.
But
right.
It's virtual, so are we going to send the Zoom link out anyway? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, why do you have to have registration?
The register. Okay, so I'm processing it. For Thursday and Friday are the only 2 days that are Zoomed. I am not going to Zoom on Saturday, because that will make it more complicated. The Zoom links, as we advertise, the Zoom link can go out on for Thursday and Friday, and the hours that the Zoom meeting will take place on Thursday and Friday can go out. So it's just a matter of people logging on and participating or not. So now somebody may say, well, how do I know who's going to be a part of an Apples and Oranges? You won't necessarily. It's going to happen at this time if it's one person or 99 people. Saturday, I need to know who's on site, who's coming. On
right.
Saturday.
Can you put in your email highlighting if they're coming on Saturday to return the email some kind of way? And you can get a count from there.
That's why I'm trying to see if it's possible to just do a text registration for Saturday. I'm just, we'll be in attendance Saturday. We'll attend
right.
Saturday. We'll attend Saturday.
Exactly.
We'll attend Saturday.
And two.
And I'm just trying to see if something.
Yes or no.
If a text registration will work. That's actually. Okay, so I'm not sure. Just tell me if we tell people to text that text alert concept to let us know. That may not work. Can people text alert us to let us know they're attending, Elder?
April.
I'm just trying to see if that'll work.
You can send a text out. You know, people may respond, but you're not going to get the response unless you actually log into the system to see if people responded.
Oh.
It's more computerized as opposed to like a real live phone number, so to speak.
Right. I just wondered if we could use that for registration.
And when you're talking about registration, Apostle, are you talking about you want their name and number? I mean, that kind of information, or just if you'll be responding?
I just need a system that account numbers. So whether it's Kim or Kevin, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is when we get to number 101. I thought about that. I can't see who's sending me stuff, but I think I thought about that, which is why I want to know if a text registration will work. I am going to use that. So I'm just throwing this out here. Let's see if we can resolve it in 2 minutes. Will text registration work? So if you are attending, you will text a certain number. If you are attending, yes, that's already got that text. Yes, we're going to do that. I just want to know if text registration will work. Two people have already texted me. Can we text that number? That's not the issue. I want to know if a text registration will work.
If it's a phone number, it'll work.
But will it give our account? She's trying to get a count, something that will count it as well, correct?
Okay. What she's wanting to know is the system. It's elder Katie. Elder April, what she wants to know is when you log in to the system, it'll tell you how many people sent a text alert, right?
You see,
say that again.
Well, when you respond to 89143, just as an example, if I reply to that RSVP 13 and 14, meaning I'm attending Thursday and Friday. Those are not the actual dates. It'll show that as one response. Will it show you how many people responded to that text?
It's a matter of like actually logging into the system, you know, and then actually checking to see if people reply. Most people know not to reply to those texts. I mean, a few people do reply, but I mean, we never get them, so it doesn't make sense to reply.
Yeah, but when you say when you told us to register if we want to get text alerts from the ministry, text laborers to whatever the code is. If we text RSVP with the date that we're attending, when she logs into the system, it'll show her how many people did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, is there a way to shut it off when it gets to 99 or 100 or however many people she wants?
I'm not sure. I mean.
Okay. We'll do it this way, Elder. We will have people. I really need somebody to write this down as well.
Good Lord.
And just text it to a different number that I'm going to give you. People
How about text is 1,300?
They are. I'm about to give that.
Okay.
People are good. That's what I said. I've got like 5 texts to my 2,900 saying, can people text to 1,300? Yes, they can. That was always the plan, but I was just trying to see how text registration would work. I was trying to come up with a more formal one. I'm skipping that. People will text RSVP and their name, how many people are coming with them to the 1,300, and that's how people will register for the conference.
And you don't want to know the day?
Well, I only want to know. I wanted to say I want them to RSVP for the 20th only because it doesn't matter to me for Thursday and Friday. And so then that makes tracking a little more complicated. I only want you to RSVP if you are attending on the 20th, because the 20th is in person.
Well, that shut it down.
So that's my thought. RSVP, your name to 1300 if you're attending on the 20th only. We can, that's the only way. You cannot email me. You cannot text me at 2900. It won't matter. Won't count. You can only do it at 1300. How does that sound? Oh, shooters. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, no, I'm actually
That's fine. That puts you back in the driver's seat. It puts you back in the driver's seat.
I won't have the phone, but that's fine. I don't have that phone, but the people that have that phone know who's attending. We don't even have to know. We just have to have a number.
So then you don't need a name then. You just need...
Well, the name will help us prayerfully, your name will help me with the gender, and I can govern some other things at that point. She'll let us know if we can put you to work. It'll also let us know
if you're new to the ministry.
My
okay.
Bathroom, and if they're bringing little people. So the only way to register for this conference is by RSVPing to 1300.
Okay.
Got you. Everybody else, we will put on Facebook, we'll put out an email, and each person could just pass the link out. Elder Roberta, the invitation to attend the conference goes out, because I really rather this go out as an invitation, like it's a surprise kind of, or some kind of invitation kind of concept, not like, oh, look, a conference is happening. When you get this is your invitation to attend, open it up. Can the link for the calendar be attached to it?
Can you repeat that again?
When the invitation goes out for people to attend the conference,
mm-hmm.
Can the link for the calendar be attached?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So then what we will do is we'll send out, I wonder if she on here. Elder Bethel on the line.
Who?
Bethel. Somebody said she's on here briefly. I'm going to assume that's a no. Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did you say Lynette? No.
No. Bethel.
Great. Okay. Oh.
I'll come up with another plan. So. We will create invite it will include link and text Rich at 1300.
Hello?
Okay. Oopie.
Hello?
Yes. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What else? All right. So that's taken care of. Any questions as it relates to any of that? No, that means no. By his silence, that means no. Create invite includes link and text registration to 1300. So I believe on Thursday that we would offer two to three seminars. So on Thursday and Friday, we can offer three seminars, and one will be during the morning, one will be in the afternoon, and one will be in the evening. And so, what is the day that we just say? Thursday and Friday. The evening seminar, just because it's easier to do evening first, we want to set the evening one like between 7 and 9. Okay. Everyone's silence. I'm going to evening seminar is between 7 and 9. The afternoon seminar, do we want to do it between 1 and
1 and 5?
That's a long seminar from 1 to 5. Good grief.
Hmm? Hold on. You know what? I hear somebody, but I don't hear them.
1 and 5 is too long?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's too long. No. The seminars are only going to be scheduled for about an hour to 2 hours, but they probably won't even be held that long. We're just giving them space for that long. Except for on Saturday. So the evening one, we gave it 2 hours. So the afternoon seminar, we
can
give
12:32. That's lunch break.
3 p.m.?
Okay, never mind then.
I didn't hear something.
Good traffic.
I said 12:32 during lunch break, but I guess that was a no. So, okay.
That's a good hour. But internet traffic hour is usually 12 to 2 and then between 4 and 6.
Those are
high traffic hours.
But I thought that people would still be at work.
Yeah, but they're usually winding down from work and they're listening to other things at that point. Trust me, the statistics are out there. No, use it because, trust me, the statistics are out there. People are listening at lunch, between 11 and 1, and then 4 to 6 is the next high traffic hour. Because usually while people are in commute, they'll plug in and listen to whatever's going on.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm definitely down with 11 to 1. I'm working out the 4 to 6 and or the 7 to 9, but I think I understand the thinking behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I could even be willing to do a 4 to 6 and a 7 to 9 because you don't have to attend both. And we can make it completely two different types of processes. And what about morning traffic? I'm flexible.
It's usually early morning. Yeah, there is. Early morning traffic is during commute from 4 to 7.
Like when you say 4 to amen, not amen. I'm not saying amen.
A.M., yes.
A.M.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. I'm sorry, Elder. Give me that A.M. time again.
Between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. is another high traffic a high traffic hour.
What's the next high traffic hour?
Usually people are tapped in to work between the 8 and 11 hour, usually 7 to 11 a.m. That's, you know, you won't get people's attention because they're focusing on cleaning up whatever they're doing for work. But, I mean, those who are committed will.
Okay, so
and then
maybe
the next,
I need to
then
talk
the next
to the generation that doesn't work. So what's the morning hours for the people that don't work?
Yeah, you won't catch them before 10.
Okay, so I don't know if there's anybody on the line other than Overseer Paulette that doesn't work, that has the Ministry of Retirement. But what's a good hour from you? We can't ask Elder Roberta because she up with that 4 to 7 people. We can't get her. Oh, but you know what, Minister Pat? She's retired.
Yes, I am, but I'm an early bird, so I'm 5 to 7.
Yeah, no, not talking to you either. 4 to 7 works for her. She's like, yeah, let's go meet with God and catch some fish. Nope. That other semi-retired one would like 4 to 7, wouldn't you, ending in 6-6? Good Lord. You know what? That's the problem. Okay, well, early will I seek you.
Yeah, the next hour after that is usually, you can add between 10 and 1, but it's effectively 11 to 1.
No, I think the afternoon group from 11 to 1, I think that time works wonderfully. I think that time actually works no matter what schedule you're on. And then I think the 4 to 6 works, and I actually like the 7 to 9. And I think 7 to 9.
What?
I think that'll also work for the people outside of Central Standard Time.
Oh.
And that huge 4 to 7 o'clock people that want to gather early, will I seek you? That is probably the best prayer time for those people.
Mm-hmm.
What prayer watch is that? I know I just threw that out there, but I don't know.
That's the third.
That's the third.
I think it's between 3 and 4.
You're crossing prayer lines. You got the 3 to 6 prayer line, and then the prayer watch, and you got 2 prayer watches going on.
Oh, well, that's good.
You got that 4th prayer watch from 3 to 6, and then the 5th one from 6 to 9. So you got 2 prayer watches.
So what is the 3rd prayer watch or the 4th prayer watch?
The 4th
prayer
fifth.
Watch is 3 to 6.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm pretty flexible. I'm going to gather all of these early morning, early will I seek you people, and we'll do an early will I seek you, early will I seek you. That literally can be prayer time.
I like early will I seek thee, but okay.
Okay,
oh,
early
wow.
will I seek thee. I'm so flexible.
Me, but anyway.
And the scriptures, I mean, what? As long as you're on there, I don't care what we call
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you probably won't see a whole lot of faces, but you'll have quite a few people logging in to listen.
I think we should do. I think that that would be a creative time to come up with music, prayer, scripture, and so all of that can be incorporated in that time. I don't know if we do it on Zoom. I don't know how to make it work, but I'm going to put it out there for all of you all who I know will know how to make it work. But I think we should do a prayer wall. Now, I don't know whether that's just a matter of making a background. I don't know whether it's putting a PowerPoint together. But I think we should do a prayer wall, you know, or prayer wheel. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But and people can, you know, prior to that time, text in their prayer requests or prayer concerns. It may not even be a request, just prayer concerns, as it relates to the community, the culture, and the church. And, you know, during that time, what did we just say, community, culture, church. And during that time, even if people wanted to be at church in the prayer room praying, or if they wanted to do, I can't think of what you call them. God, forgive me. Wow, has it been that long? Oh, that's what it's called. Thank you. A shut-in.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow.
You know, and a shut-in, you know, even if we wanted to open the conference with something like that, and, you know, people just kind of begin to shut-in, Elder, I know I don't know where mine is at right now, but we have the, what's that thing called, Elder? The community demographic neighborhood
yeah.
breakdown? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, the community demographic.
And, you know, doing that as it relates to community concerns, you know, just kind of writing down on there some of the concerns. And during that time, you know, during that time of shut-in and intercessory prayer and deliverance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, having that, you know, on the walls, not necessarily on the walls, on the floors, and just kind of, you know, beginning to just pray. And you can put the mountains around those communities. You can put, you know, what's going on culturally around those communities and a big church in the middle, like how can the church begin to become the core healing station for all of that? So how does that sound for you? Early will I seek thee, people.
Sounds like a worship service to me.
Whoever 7-0 is, I didn't see you. My apologies.
I'm thinking if you're going to do the 4 a.m., the 7 a.m., then that could be a webinar. And people could just put in the chat, you know, since you're probably not going to see faces anyway, as Elder Katie said, you know, they can just put in the chat whatever their prayer concern is. And whoever is the moderator or host or whatever, you know, will be the only face seen. I mean, that's, you know.
That's why I said it sounds like a worship service to me where you need a servant leader.
Right. That's what, yeah. So I'll make that a webinar as opposed to a regular Zoom link. I'll just make it a webinar.
Okay. Or you all can come to church and actually get on your face and pray.
I don't mind doing that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm pretty flexible and, you know.
That makes it kind of easy because then the only thing what I can do is film it like I do on Sunday.
Okay, y'all have lost me now. What is a webinar?
I just think it's a different button, but that's somebody
it
else
is.
Has to do that, so we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's just a different button, same type of meeting with everybody in it.
That's a Harrington issue. Pick one of them Harringtons, Darrell and Bishop. I don't really care. That's their job. So, how do people feel about an actual shut-in?
It's nice. They're needed.
That would be great. That would be great.
Okay.
So that's Thursday.
Well, I'm looking at, that's
so are you shutting in Wednesday evening into Thursday morning? Is that what your thought is? Since Wednesday is a something anyway.
Oh, Bible class, yeah.
So is your thought to shut in after spiritual growth and development into early morning Thursday? Is that the thought?
Friday night.
Or somebody said, or Friday night into Saturday.
I haven't heard anything said about Wednesday.
I just asked about Wednesday.
I wouldn't do that because that would complicate. I wouldn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nothing has been said earlier about Wednesday. I know what you said, April, but Wednesday, I don't have anything written down about Wednesday. Wednesday, I have no notes for Wednesday.
Okay, then that's my mistake. Because I thought she said something about driving around on Tuesday and Wednesday, so I misunderstood her then. So then that's my fault.
Let me check. Maybe she did.
The only thing that we made mention about was as it related to the prayer drive or prayer walk was that we could do it. I knew Tuesday was a day that prayer happened three times a day. So I felt like we could do that, incorporate that on Tuesday, and then I knew we can incorporate it on Wednesday, doing the prayer drives and things of that nature and passing out information to people within the community so that they can come and put their prayer requests on the prayer wall that's going to be on the fence. And then also and that's kind of what we did last year, and also – and also letting them know that on Saturday they can come and get a – hold on, what was it called? They can get food, beverage, prayer kit, or survival kits, prayer kits or survival kits.
And that's what be under a tent, you said, or did I misunderstand you?
No, I say a tent, you know, because it just is easier to me. You know, that way people don't have to necessarily come in the building. If the tent is even outside the gate or inside the gate at the very beginning of it, just so that we can make it available. So Wednesday, from my note perspective, wasn't necessarily trained. It was more boots on the ground within the community in terms of sharing and distributing information and making ourselves available there throughout the week.
But in order to gather the requests, that's going to be done before the conference, right?
Yes.
Is that required? Okay.
I really do think a shut-in would be phenomenal. When do we want to see a shut-in?
I would like to do it Friday night.
Yeah, I like the idea of Friday night leading into Saturday. Also,
oh, who's that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
You're hearing new voices.
I am, and it's throwing me because
I thought the 4 to 6 hour was because of Thursday and Friday. I wasn't aware that it was leading into Saturday. So you won't have a problem with a 7 to 11 on a Saturday.
Well, I hadn't even gotten to Saturday's schedule, Elder. Real talk, I was just doing Thursday, Friday. I hadn't even visited Saturday yet. But
okay,
I'm glad that we didn't visit Saturday. So 4 to 7 webinar. Early will I see these? It's 4 to 7 Thursday, Friday webinar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, Friday from 11 to 1 is the Zoom web, whatever you want to call it.
Web
then
meeting.
Web meeting.
I'm lost.
Then it is, I'm only doing Thursday and Friday right now. It's a 4 to 6 and a 7 to 9. And I like the difference of what will take place 4 to 6, 7, and 9. 4 to 6, you probably will be able to just kind of listen in and be a part. I could see 7 and 9 being a lot more interactive and things of that nature. So that is just Thursday and Friday. Okay? I'm about
and
to
when is
Wednesday.
The webinar?
You know what? How about this? I shouldn't have said webinar because the only person that needs to know that is who is setting this up. So it's just Zoom. I don't know enough to share the difference.
And what did you say, Monday, 11 to 1?
Okay, hold on. I know somebody is talking, but you're very faint.
I don't know. I hear talking. 11 to 1 on Monday. Did you say Monday?
No.
Then Friday, you haven't covered, morning. Did you put a morning time on Thursday and Friday? Is there a morning schedule?
Okay, so this is the schedule. Thursday and Friday, I'm starting in the middle. I'm on the 18th and 19th.
Mm-hmm.
From 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. is early will I seek thee. Prayer.
I got you.
From 11 to 1 is session there. Conversations with Christ.
And you got some, and you know the kind of folk you got in your
and then from 4 to 6 and then 7 to 9.
Is that your church and community? From 4 to 6 in the community, whatever?
Yes. On Wednesday, the 17th. I see that being the, and we should just pick a time. I forgot what it was called. The prayer drive and spiritual mapping. Spiritual mapping. And that's, you know, throughout that whole area and making, you know, for those who want to do the walk, that's super awesome, and pass things out to the businesses to communities. Let them know, come by on Saturday and get the following thing. That's phenomenal. All of that happened on Wednesday. What is a good time for people to be a part of that?
You have to let me know what time you set up the papa.
Well, I'm trying to think of a good working time for all parties, and so I'm trying to think if a 3 to 7 will work for people. I know that's
That's high traffic time. So you would want to do it before that, before the traffic gets really heavy. That way your flyers and stuff can already be posted in those areas. Unless you're thinking of meeting people face to face.
Right. I want people to put this in people's hands.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's your high traffic error hour.
What hour was that?
Your three to whatever it was you said.
Oh, I couldn't remember. You were supposed to. But that's okay.
It was, kids are getting out of school. Teachers are getting off work. After that, then you've got your businesses. Your businesses will be letting out, between 5 and 7. Yeah, that's your high traffic hour.
Whether we're putting it on cars, whether we're giving it to people, whether it's just a matter of a point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
ID badges. Yeah. I'm going to try to see if we can have ID badges. And I think most people ordered, what are those shirts called? I can't think of, but I think most people ordered those shift kind of T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. I believe God,
I believe God, something. So some identifying marketing type of shirt to be able to use during this time, just to identify who you are. And so you don't have to do it that whole time from 3 to 7 on that Wednesday. And then we're already there, and we will then go into Bible class. Then we can go right into spiritual life enrichment.
We haven't had spiritual life enrichment in forever.
Right now. Not on location. So that'll probably be the first one.
Since I thought that was on Sunday.
Yeah, that's on Sunday. We grow and develop on Wednesday. Our life is enriched on Sunday.
Okay, spiritual growth and development.
But
I will check my
research. At 7 o'clock, and if you're talking about joint theme and community from 3 to 7,
Somebody definitely is talking. I definitely can't hear this.
You're far away, Elder April.
I'm sorry. If Wednesday spiritual growth development starts at 7 o'clock, if you're talking about being out in the community from 3 to 7, is that going to get to get home so they can log into Zoom or whatever at 7?
She was talking about being on site.
No, class is on
site. We don't
need
on site on Wednesday.
I'm telling you, we're meeting on site that Wednesday.
Oh, okay. My fault.
That's why I'm letting everybody's going to be shocked. But we're meeting on site. So, I better make a note of that. They'll want to start construction. But anyway, we have Wednesday. We have Thursday, Friday. I'm going back to Friday the 19th, okay? And I'm going to Friday the 19th. We're there? Hello?
Yes,
we're there.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Friday the 19th is a shut-in. Yeah. It can start at, I don't know, 11 o'clock?
Works for me.
Shut in, 11 p.m.
I won't be able to do that unless I have a sitter.
I hear you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, but you guys don't have to tell me right now. Ooh, text me. It starts at 11. 1900 what?
2900 or 1300.
Oh, 2900, because I don't do 1300. So don't text me there. I'll never know.
But whoever's doing your registration, they can just let you know who's coming, right? I mean, it's all the same thing.
It is.
They need to know who's coming on Saturday. They need to know who's coming on Friday so they can let you know.
Well, yeah, I want to confuse the two.
Yeah, now we're adding Friday, and I mean, people don't leave clear text like that. So, I mean, if they can, you know, if they say they're coming, that's fine. Shut in Friday. So let's be very specific before we go to the next phase of this meeting. When we say shut in, let's establish, oh, shoot. Sorry, I didn't see you on here, 31. Sorry. When we say shut in isn't an in-and-out service. So we don't want people to come in and then leave, come in and then leave, come in, then leave. So we need to set up the time that the shut-in will go from this time to this time. And at some point we come in and we close the doors because we also want to be safe. So how long do we want the shut-in to go for?
Till 7 a.m. when it's safe to leave and it's light outside.
On Saturday, yeah, you won't have traffic or anything because when it ends on Saturday morning.
So we want to shut in to go from what to what? And if you're on the line, we need your input.
I said until 7 a.m. when it's light outside and safe to leave.
All right.
You know,
so from 11 to 7?
Of the community.
11 to 7, anybody else?
Yeah.
That's
I agree with that.
9 hours. That's 9 hours. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Huh?
I'm just trying. I'm writing it down. Who's shut in? And I want you guys to be mindful because I don't want somebody to think they can go home and go to sleep because Saturday seminars will start.
Right away.
Right.
Did you do the schedule for Saturday? I probably missed it. I don't have it written down.
She didn't do Saturday yet.
I actually
said 46 hours, but I didn't have time. What is that beeping sound?
Oh, I don't know. I actually hadn't gotten to Saturday, thank goodness.
I would say if you're going to do Saturday, then start about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. That would give people a chance to catch up.
Somebody's running a vacuum. Can you mute your phone? Maybe they can't hear me because they're running a vacuum.
And what's the beeping sound?
Probably the vacuum.
I don't have any insight to any of the background noises other than the birds. Ooh. But right now, I just want to get the time for the shut-in. So are we shut-in to go from 11 to 7?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to work, Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
Apostle.
I definitely heard one person say yes. Okay, thank you. We definitely understand that. Not a problem. The beeping has stopped, so they have text.
Okay.
What did we just put? Okay, the shut-in goes from 11 to 7. So now we need to do Saturday schedule. Let me fix this. I need a name of God for all of this, too. Saturday should be the 20th. And Saturday is in person. And so Saturday will start.
We'll start at noon.
You didn't get it.
I'd say around 9 or 10. That gives people a chance to shower, take a quick nap, come back.
If it's over at 7, how are they taking a nap and coming back by 9?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
After
9
or 10.
Maybe the shut-in should be something like 11 to 5.
I would say 11. That way it would give
Donna
time.
Take a nap and get up and show up.
It would give Donna time to set things up as well.
Donna can set up at any time she wants. She is on a different schedule, so she got to see
I'm
the
here.
Community. Oh, Minister LaDonna is on the phone.
Yes.
Oh,
good
somebody must have called her. Well, good morning. How are you, Madam Minister?
I'm fine. How was everyone?
Oh. Hungry.
Great.
So.
Oh, wow.
So what we have drafted you and all of the people who like to feed people, which a few people actually signed up, was for the conference in November. On that Saturday, November 20th, that Saturday,
yes,
to make food available to the community, this hot, well, I was just saying hot beverages, but it grew past hot beverages. So just, I'm going to just say hot food available, and they were, like, outside in this tent, this hot food, then somebody else will be there with a prayer kit, and somebody else will be there with survival kits. Making things available to the community all day long. Now, I strictly had community in mind. I can tell that I don't think that was the thought everybody had in mind unless they're going to see themselves as community and not church. So it sounds like people may want to partake, and so we can look at that differently, but definitely wanting to have something available all day for the people in the community to stop by and come in and get something.
Sounds wonderful.
Somehow I've...
Apostle?
Yes. I'm not sure who's speaking.
Roberta.
You
say you've gone from feeding the people to feeding everybody?
Well, in my mind, the only people that was getting something from Manna Ministries, which is just what I'm calling Minister LaDonna, okay, as her and the people that like to feed the world will be feeding the world. I had hot beverages.
I love it.
However, she can give them oatmeal. She can give them soup. because it occurred to me that that other one is on the phone because I heard her husband, and where he is, she is not far behind. So that means Minister Brenda Winslow is on the phone. Past Overseer Marlette spoke up because her husband, so, you know, I have to add two and two together, and those people are not just into giving somebody some hot drinks. They're all about, amen.
Yes, we amen. Both are here. Yes, that's correct. We both are here.
Yeah, oh, I know that. When I heard your voice, I knew she was there. I don't think you all have ever been apart. So, okay. It's a given. So, nevertheless, and I know that, you know, her and I know that Lazarus pair, none of them are into just giving somebody a drink. Minister LaDonna would just nod her head like, Apostle, that's what she said. I'll come up with something of my own. They are all a lot more vocal and would refuse to even nod their head. So, no problem. Now, with that in mind, I don't know how the people that would be on site that I was going to throw this in closing, when I said I think that they should, you know, just bring a lunch. Everybody just, you know, bring your own lunch and do that. I don't know that that concept is going to work if you actually have to eat food there for other people.
Okay, my question for Saturday is there not any sessions on Saturday? Is Saturday just a Feed the Community Day?
No, without a doubt, there's complete sessions on Saturday. I just hadn't gotten to the time. That was
okay,
the last
no problem.
Schedule.
That's it.
Mm-mm.
You've answered
that
my question.
Yep. So Saturday will start at 11 p.m. And then that'll give all the late comers time to get there, and we get moving by noon.
11 a.m. then.
Okay, 11 a.m. You know what I mean.
I thought you said p.m. I'm confused. What are we talking about?
No.
Session started at 11 a.m. She meant a.m.
Okay.
Apostle, this is Minister Brenda. Had you thought about creating brown bag lunches? That way you can mass produce them, and it'd be like the same thing, and it wouldn't have to be kept hot. And then that way you can just pass that out.
Mm-mm. Apostle, you're probably on mute because we don't hear you.
Did we lose her?
Maybe.
Huh. Okay, Roberta, while we're waiting for Apostle, let me go over the churches again for you.
No. Uh-uh. It's not necessary. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, sorry. My phone.
My brown bag to whom?
Mm-hmm. Apostle, you're back.
Minister Winslow, you were talking about brown bags to whom?
Oh, yes, I was saying that it would be easier trying to keep something hot and just create brown bag lunches, and they're all the same, and then you just pass them out. Wouldn't that be maybe a little easier?
Okay, brown bag lunches to who? To what guests?
Is for Saturday because you were talking about doing something hot.
Right, you mean for the community?
Yes.
I have nothing to do with that. You guys want to talk to Minister LaDonna. You guys work that out. I don't really care how you do it.
Okay.
Well, she
I have no...
About that, Apostle? Was you on the line, Minister Winslow, when that came up about the community, serving the community?
Yes.
I'm sure I have every confidence that they'll come up with something. Okay, let me give you the schedule for Saturday. Saturday will start at 11 a.m.
Until what time?
I'm looking at that page now. Where do we say Saturday?
Because you got to have the guy come in to do COVID cleaning as well. So what time does he come?
Oh, we've messed up his schedule two or three times, but it's cool. Because he'll have to come in multiple times. So we can go Saturday 11 to 5, 11 to 6. What do people think?
I think 5
are you doing worship at 7?
I wouldn't go past 5 o'clock.
I was looking at worship for that evening.
Then stop at 5.
5 o'clock for me.
Right, but I don't know because people would have come off of an all-night shut-in. I don't know that worship Saturday evening, you know, is a feasible thing, even though I know everybody would not have participated in the shut-in. So I definitely get that as well.
Stop at 4 if you're going to have worship at 7.
I'm thinking 4 o'clock. That's what I am. Shoot.
Yeah.
I think that's plenty.
I say stop at 4 if you're going to have worship starting at 7.
Say 4 o'clock also.
Right. We could. It makes sense to stop at 4 if we're going to do worship at 7, but if we're not going to do worship at 7, then we're not going to have completed everything we needed to complete by 4 o'clock.
So what if you move the 7 p.m. worship up so that even the worship service is done between 7 and 8 maybe? So you're doing everything between 11 and 7.
I actually think we could do everything between 11 and 6 if we do it that way, Elder, because we could definitely do the worship service between 4 and 6.
Okay. That's a little more doable because I feel like if you have a break at 4, you're going to lose a whole group of people that ain't coming back.
Exactly.
But if you press
right.
through,
oh,
if you press through, then people will push for another couple hours and stay.
Well, I definitely think you could finish worship. I don't even think worship will have to go to 6 o'clock, but I think if we do worship conceptually between 4 and 6, we're good.
Okay.
So then that's Saturday's schedule. We know Saturday won't go past 6 o'clock. So it's just a matter of the last thing will be that final worship service.
That gives you COVID gag time to clean for Sunday. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the COVID guy has to get in on Saturday morning before in between the shut-in and the community. But it's fine.
Which would work, though. I mean, I don't want to speak for Evangelist LaDonna, but, I mean, if the shut-in ends at 7 and he comes in, you know, between that time and 11, if Evangelist LaDonna is going to do hot beverages or something in the morning in the back, in the tent or whatever, then that may work.
Oh, no, we can make COVID happen around Evangelist LaDonna. It won't be a problem.
No, I'm good with that.
Oh, it'll be fine.
You know, hot beverages in the morning and some soup or chili or something.
The COVID guy, because of the air, it's just a matter of identifying what space Evangelist LaDonna wants to be in. Well, not wants to be in, her space. So COVID can happen, and the turnaround time will work fine for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he can COVID at 8. He can COVID at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm on the phone, Mom.
He can COVID at 7:30. So it's a matter of, I'm more concerned with getting the bathrooms clean and things of that. So if it's just her and the people working with her, they're accustomed to being around with the COVID man. They know exactly what to do and how to breathe and how to shift out of that space for a few minutes. So I'm not concerned about that.
Correct.
Anyway, I'm not concerned about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So does everybody have this schedule? I'm going to go over it. Please make a note. This is the official schedule. Wednesday, we will be doing prayer drive and spiritual mapping and prayer walking from 3 to 7. And then afterwards, class, spiritual growth and development will be on site, and whatever other preparatory things that need to happen will happen. On Thursday, the 18th, and Friday, the 19th, the schedule is the same. From 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. is early Will I Seek Thee. So that's more intercessory prayer time. Seminars, conversation with Christ will take place in the afternoon from 11 to 1. And then in the evening from 4 to 6 and then 7 to 9, there'll be seminars, worship, and things like that that will take place. And Thursday and Friday are both on Zoom. Moving down to Thursday and Friday. Friday evening at 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. is a shut-in. So we will be in a prayer shut-in. Then Saturday the 20th, we will start at 11 o'clock, and we will go from 11 to 6, and that will include seminars, roundtables, worship, everything will happen between the 11 and 6 hour. Any questions, comments, or anything about the structure? Okay, it sounds like that's all set. I love the concept of looking at the seven mountains and the seven churches as we look at healing, voices of redemption, Christ through Christ, experiencing Christ through crisis and in our crisis. I think that there have been some other interesting seminar type titles that have come up that can be included in that as well. Let me just do this. If I call your name, it's because I know you're on the line. No, better yet, if I don't call your name, I just need to know. You need to say something so that I can get you what you need. Okay, so Overseer Marlette, Overseer Paulette. Who is this? We went to Elder Roberta, Elder 6-7, I think that's Minister Pat, Trisha. Okay, so I need to know whose phone number ends in 47, whose phone number ends in 6203-7031.
7-0 is LaDonna Hardy.
Okay.
6-2 is Katie.
Hold on a minute, though. Elder Katie. Okay. Oh, so then I guess the only one I didn't get were the Winslows. So I
and
have,
I'll just read one more sentence.
Okay, so I have the Winslows. I have Smith, Hardy, McMillan, Wright, Young, McIntyre, Thornton, and Lazarus. Am I missing anybody?
Harris, Lynette Harris?
Lynette Harris. Yeah, she must have dropped. That's what
she was on earlier.
Right, so.
Alexander.
Did somebody say Alexander?
Oh, Arnett. Okay.
Oh, okay. I don't see hers. Okay. 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 All right. I am about to end this, which means I have everybody's information. I won't see all of you. Oh, maybe I will. It's a possibility I'll see all of you Sunday except for two people. And make sure you see me so that you can get your assignment. Any
okay.
questions before? I, please don't do that, sir. Any questions before we end? Yeah, I'm about to click
the,
off.
You
want to
revisit the theme? Somebody had a question about the theme. You were going to revisit that?
Oh, and I thought I did. So what was the question
okay.
about the theme? Because I want to make sure I address
the voices of redemption as seen through Christ and crisis. That's the theme?
I mean, that's not like
or
the theme you're going to see on the
redemption.
Right, I'm going to say you're not going to see that whole thing on a piece of paper, but that's in terms of conceptually, that's what we're working with, yes.
Okay, so what is the actual theme itself that you're going to see on paper? And what's the scripture reference?
Okay, I don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
So Apostle, what's on the flyer?
Okay, hold on,
not...
please, because I can't hear. I can't hear whoever is speaking. One moment. Okay, go on.
I was trying to pull it up because the information on the flyer that's announcing the conference in November, that is not correct. For lack of a better
I didn't say that. I can't even pull that up. So I that's not something that I have access to right now.
Well, I had it up. Let me see. I don't know.
If you
maybe
can screenshot it, if you can take a picture of it and send it to me.
Okay. Because it's, I mean, in the announcement, it has a title.
I definitely believe you. It's just not something I have access to right now. And so internet isn't going to work for me much longer.
Okay, I'll send it to you because I have the email, but I can't pull it up right now.
Oh, my God. I'm being punished. That child. I'm sorry. Go on.
November theme, Healing Voices of Redemption, Isaiah 30:21.
Okay.
Sexual Relational Redemptive Healing Conference 2021. The thing
okay.
is Healing Voices of Redemption.
Well, that's what.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what was released in the announcement.
Yeah.
I'm reading this from the announcement.
Okay. Thank you.
So were there any additional questions that may not have gotten answered or addressed? Take it that means no.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I need to end this meeting while the other two meetings around me are taking place. Yes, here. And if anybody thinks of anything, definitely text me at 2900. And meanwhile, I will try to get some of this other stuff formatted so that it would be available from an announcement perspective tomorrow. And most of you I can see tomorrow and speak with tomorrow. Or, like I said, if you have any questions or whatever, I could definitely take the call. It's just, I'm not sure about the internet. So that's all I have. Can somebody end this by in prayer?
Sure, I will. Our Father and our God, most gracious and holy God, we give you glory, honor, and all praise, Lord God, for a very productive meeting. We thank you, Lord God, for intervening in our plans, Lord God, overlaying them with your plans, Lord God, so that the excellence of heaven shines through this conference, Lord God, for the community, for the people at large, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and all praise for going before us, making rough places smooth and making crooked places straight, Lord God, for opening up the partnership that needs to happen that needs to be connected to this endeavor, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and all praise, Lord God, for every facilitator, for going before them, even in the preparation, Lord God, of the seminars that need to happen, and for covering the facility that will be open, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for staying the hand of the enemy and placing that place in stealth mode, Lord God, until such time, Lord God, that you're ready to reveal it. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I will talk with you all soon, okay?
Apostle, can you
grab
call
a bottle of water, Apostle?
I'm sorry?
Can you call me, please?
Yes. Whoever is talking, just call me. I can't hear.
No, I was asking you to call me.
Yes.